All right, I'm Carly, joined by Sam and Ryan from the Sheepdogs. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thanks for having us. How are you doing?
Good, good. We're here to talk about Movember. So Movember officially kicks off today, November 1st?
It does, yeah.
It does. Mm-hmm. And are you guys going to shave the beards?
We are not. We're doing kind of a whole band thing. So Seamus from the band is going to shave and do the mustache growing thing. And if we make $10,000, I am going to shave my beard into a mustache. I haven't shaved my face since 2006, so it'd be a pretty big deal if we did
Wow.
that.
Wow. Well, I know that Movember is a very important cause to you guys as a band. Sam, why don't you talk a bit about your experience?
Yeah, well, one of the cancers that Movember focuses on is testicular cancer. And I actually had testicular cancer last year. Obviously, it was a big deal for me. We had to cancel some shows. I had to find a replacement for some shows, so it affected my work life big time. My wife was 4 months pregnant when I got diagnosed, so it was just a lot going on. And so, I don't know, that was a reason why I really wanted to be involved in the campaign this year. Now that I am, a year has passed, I'm all clear, my scans are good. You know, I decided now is a good time to be a part of it.
It's so good to hear. I remember when we got that news, I think everybody's reaction was the same, and that's like, he's so young.
Yeah, well, it affects young men. It's like the number one cancer for young men, and it's more common in young men than older men, too, which I think a lot of people don't realize.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So your doctor discovered it during like a routine physical?
No, I found a lump when I was going to the bathroom one day, and I noticed it, I made note of it, and I was like, maybe I'll get this checked out after I get back from these gigs we were playing that weekend. And so I put it off for, you know, a week or two and got checked out. I had to get an ultrasound, and then eventually saw a urologist. He recommended just going right for surgery and not waiting for a biopsy or anything.
Wow. See, as a Mo-sista, and I am an official Mo-sista because, you know, last year I did the boxing for Movember. Lots of things that women can do to help out as well. We know all about how to give ourselves a self-exam when it comes to our breasts. Do you think a lot of guys know how to do that for testicular cancer?
Most definitely not. Like, I feel very lucky that I caught it pretty early, I think. But if I had been doing regular examinations, I probably could have caught it earlier. Maybe that would have made a difference later on. The cancer spread from my, testicles into my lymph node. And so I had to have radiation, and that caused me to miss some more time with the band. So, you know, maybe if I had done a self-check earlier, that wouldn't have happened, or maybe not, but you know, it is something I think about sometimes.
And I think that's a really big thing that we're kind of why we want to, you know, cancer has touched our band, not only with Sam, but also around the same time my dad passed away from cancer. And in both those cases, I think early detection is the key. And I think as a lot of time as men, we're more apt to like not go to the doctor, more apt to like not be like, it wouldn't affect me, or not like notice something and really think it could be something. In the case of my father as well, like he put off not getting checked out because he was just like, oh, it's nothing. And he's like a farm guy from Saskatchewan. You don't worry about that stuff. So, you know, I think a big thing that we want to make part of this is to raise money, but also to raise awareness. It is very, very important to be wary and aware of the fact that regardless of your age and regardless of your health, like these things can affect you. And it's important to get them checked out and to be proactive in taking care of yourself.
That's why Movember is so good, because it's not just raising money. It's an awareness campaign, right? You know, you see someone with a mustache in November, everybody knows what that's about now.
And I think it's so important that we talk about this stigma that I'm so glad is changing, because with men, it can be, oh, I'm too tough to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm too tough to cry. And with Movember, we're not just talking about men's cancers. We're talking about men's mental health, suicide prevention, everything. Now, when we talk about the mustache, there's been all kinds of debate around the office as to what counts. You know, can you shave everything but a mustache? Do you have to go down to the wood? Do we even care?
I mean, I think that's kind of what we're trying to cover at all angles. I mean, they have a whole bunch of different things you can do this year, because you can do the shave down, which obviously is what Seamus is going to do, and he's going to do the mustache growing back. I'm saying that I'm going to do it. But there's even a thing now where to raise money for, or to raise awareness of mental health, they're doing like you run 60K to represent like the, is it, I think it's 60.
I think 60 men every minute die from suicide worldwide.
And it's like a crazy high thing. So they're doing you can run 60K in the month of November, and that.
Yeah, you don't have to do it all at once. You can do it over the course of a couple of days.
Are you going to do that, Ryan?
Oh, yeah. No, I could do that.
Awesome. I know you recently started running, quit smoking.
That's right. Yeah, no, exactly. No, but I think it's like, I mean, quit smoking. I mean, that was a big thing. It's like, you know, doing things to, like, you know, be healthy and also be aware of helping, you know, your fellow brothers out there to be healthy as well is really important. And I think it's something that men don't talk enough about. Mm-hmm. And so we really want to use, you know, our band and use our experience to really, like, tell that story. And if that can mean that it would raise awareness for someone to go get themselves checked out, or raise awareness for someone to encourage someone they care about, or like their bud to go get checked out, I mean, that's what's really important. And that's going to just make us a better society if we're open to that kind of stuff.
So we're talking about the run. We're talking about the mustache. If we want to donate to the sheepdogs, because we said there's a $10,000 goal to get you to shave your beard you've had since 06.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where do we go for that?
We have a MoSpace. We'll be posting it on all our social media. I mean, and we're also encouraging people, you know, it's kind of a funny thing because everyone, there's all these different things, but we're also encouraging people, they want to raise money and grow a mustache, but they don't have a Mo space. We also want to encourage people that they can push people to our space. Not to say that, like, we want to collect the money individually, but I think sometimes people want to do the mustache thing, but don't want to go through the whole hassle of it. So we're also encouraging people to do the mustache thing or do the running thing. And if they're going to be pushing people to donate money as part of their cause, they can do that through us as well. But yes, if we make over $10,000, I'm going to shave my beard into a mustache on November or December 1st.
All right. Well, I'll help you get there. We'll post all of those links on edge.ca. Thank you so much for coming by, guys. And Sam, we are so happy to hear that you're doing better, buddy.
Yeah, me too.
And congratulations on the kid.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, cute as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Right on.